This week, executives from both agricultural and food supply chains testified before the House Committee on Agriculture on the challenges they continue to face with shipping. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with more details.
While this hearing was focused specifically on food products, certainly the challenges that are being felt across the supply chains also apply to other ag products, including the cotton industry. And some of the highlights that were lifted out in this hearing from the witnesses focused on the challenges on the input side in making sure that producers are going to have access to the quantity and types of various inputs they need for the upcoming crop year, and then also the impact that is being felt on the cost of those inputs, largely being driven by these supply chain constraints. And then on the output side, certainly everyone seemed to be in agreement that one of the greatest bottlenecks currently that's having the worst impact is on the trucking side, and just the shortage of the number of trucks and truck drivers needed to move food and ag products from their point of production to their end user, whether that be domestically or to the ports for export. And certainly that's something we're seeing on a very acute basis in the cotton industry, and the need to try to get adequate trucks, truck drivers, and containers all coordinated so that they're in where they need to be at the right time. And while all of these issues were highlighted, there really don't seem to be any short-term solutions, although there is an effort to try to look at some temporary or emergency measures that could further relax some of the regulations that govern commercial truck driver licenses and hours of service and some of those things that might provide some level of temporary relief. So this is certainly an issue that the Cotton Council is continuing to focus on and will be working on very closely as we move forward.